What is up, podcast? PodoMac.com/alternative news talk. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Back and better than ever. Dylan, are you ready for a great show?
Of course.
Of course. All right, y'all. We got a stacked but limited time show, so let's get things kicked off. I got a hell of a trivia, which I don't think Dylan's going to get. So, hey, I'm just saying, I don't think you're going to get it.
Okay.
All right, plugs. NextGenerationWrestlingSite.weebly.com for all your wrestling news, spoilers, rumors, and results. AlternativeNewsTalk.weebly.com is where you can find this show, our official home of Alternative News Talk. Celebrity news, politics, everything you need to know about social world today. Establish Sports for all your sports results and news. And then our YouTube channel, our official YouTube channel, Andy863YouTube.com/Andy863. Now, Dylan, where can you find all these links?
At alternativenews.weebly.com.
There you go. And these links are in the description under this video or podcast. Many of you probably know this, and I don't know why you would not know this, but yesterday, which was February 29th of 2012, was a leap year. Dylan, how do you feel about a leap year?
What about the leap year?
What? How do you feel about a leap year?
Just another day to me. I mean, it's nothing special. It's just an extra day.
That's how the man feels about a leap year. And of course, rest in peace, the one, the only, the great Whitney Houston. She died, so RIP to her. All right, hot topics. It's the same show with a different look, to a different style, and to a different lineup. Hot topics. Daytona 500 was this past weekend. If y'all are NASCAR buffs, which I am, you had the truck series on Friday night. You had Nationwide on Saturday afternoon. And we were supposed to have the Daytona 500 on Sunday at noon. But basically what happened was there was a lot of rain. There were storms in the Daytona area. They waited it out for about 4 to 5 hours, and they called it, and they said, you know what, it's going to be Monday at noon. Monday morning comes around, they finally announce, you know what, it's going to be raining, it's going to be storming, so let's just do it first time ever at a night race. So that started. Then, I don't know if you heard about this, under caution, they have what is called a jet dryer. It's a truck with a jet engine on the back of it.
Uh-huh.
And basically under caution, Juan Pablo Montoya, who drives the Target 42 Chevrolet for, who does he drive for? Earnhardt Ganassi. Basically was under caution. Something broke before, so he went in the pits. Under caution, he comes around, turn four, and basically wrecks and makes the jet dryer truck explode. We had a 2-hour delay after that. And then Matt Kenseth won the race. Dale Jr., Biffle, that is your top three. Okay.
Enough. I guess you could say he was right on target.
There you go, dude. But, I mean, it was a huge thing. They had an explosion out of it, dude.
But yeah, I remember hearing about it. That was pretty big. He wanted to walk away alive.
But you know what? The driver of the Target car, which he was right on target, as my colleague said, and the driver of the jet-fueled pickup truck, he was all right as well. All right. I don't know if you heard about this. A couple months back, Arnold Schwarzenegger, which is the governor of California, he cheated on his wife, Maria Shriver, okay?
Also the Terminator.
The Terminator, the governor, whatever. Governor. Anyway, well, he cheated on his wife, which was Mariah Shriver, with their housemate? Not housemate, but their house... What would you call it? The house cleaner?
Yes,
the maid. I think he cheated on her with the maid. Something like that. But basically, they were spotted yesterday together. And basically, they went furniture shopping together. So I'm guessing they're back together. So, no big news, but just going through it, you know what I mean. Then the it was a Monkees singer, Davy Jones, dead at 66 from a heart attack yesterday. So rest in peace, and our thoughts and prayers go out to his family.
Okay. I didn't hear of him
before
my time, until I heard about his dad.
Yes, I do believe he's before our time. And now this one, you're going to get a kick out of. Snooki, okay, from the Jersey Shore, right, there's been reports for like the past, you know, 1 month to 2 months that she's pregnant. And, you know, if you really think about it, even if you are a fan or not a fan, but at least you know who she is and what that show's all about, it's really, you're not really surprised that she's pregnant, correct?
I am not really surprised.
So, basically, we have a report up on the site, and she was covering it up, and the only reason she was covering it up is because her and her roommate, which is her best friend on the show, named Jenny Fairley, which her nickname is J-Wow, they wanted to get a reality TV show for MTV in New Jersey, and after they got it granted from the network, after the city, basically from the governor, then she's like, oh yeah, I'm pregnant. Before then, she just denied it. So that's, I guess, her true colors finally came out.
Yeah.
Okay. A tornado ripped through the Midwest area on Tuesday night, early Wednesday. There was 9 people dead, and basically here's what sums up. A powerful storm system that produced multiple reports of tornadoes struck the Midwest early Wednesday, killing at least 9 people in the Kansas, Illinois, and Missouri area. We were very close to that, Bill, you know?
Well, we're at a tornado alley, though.
Well, I mean, true, and if you live in this region, I guess you would say, you're kind of used to it and you expect it, but whenever it actually hits pretty close to home, like Kansas, it kind of puts a new, you know, I guess you would say.
I remember last year with Joplin. That was big.
Yeah, and that tore Joplin apart.
Joplin is as far from where we live. Only like a 2-hour drive.
Well, you know, when this storm Branson got hit also.
Well, they're natural disasters. They happen. I mean, it sucks when people die. There's nothing we can do to stop them.
Very true. Very true. All right. Dylan, are you ready for your trivia?
Okay, what do I got here?
Okay, now, I don't know if you're not... I don't think you're going to get this, but we'll see. It's a 3-part question.
Okay.
All right. Actually, you know what? We're going to minus that. It's a 1-part question.
Alright. Okay.
Now you're going to have 3 guesses, okay? Because I don't have multiple choice up here for you. Alright?
Okay.
How many cast members are on the Jersey Shore?
8.
You are correct.
Oh, wow. Wow, really? There's that many?
4 guys, 4 girls. Now here's a better question, which you can't answer this, I don't think. Can you name any of the cast members?
Like,
their nicknames?
One said J-Wow earlier on the show, and you said Snooki early on the show, and in this situation,
You're up to 3.
Yeah, Ronnie.
There's
Ryan,
4.
Kevin.
There's 4.
I want you to try it sometime. Who else? We got Vinny and Polly.
There's 6.
Sam.
There's 7.
Jenny.
You already said You already said Jenny. That's J-Well. You need one more.
Jenny, Dina, who else?
Bing, 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 bing. Dina. You got it.
Oh, this is you.
For those who are listening,
I count four kills.
We just had to throw Call of Duty in there, didn't we? Mariah is his sister. Anyway, let's get up to our lineup stories. Alright. I don't know. We're going to go local here for a second, but Dylan, try to remember to last year in street law class. Do you remember when Wilcox told us that there was in Guantanamo Bay where they captured a guy in Iran, okay? They brought him back, okay?
Uh-huh.
And they said that they couldn't charge the terrorist, right? So what they did was they took the guy who arrested him and tried to take him back home. Remember that?
And tried to what?
Tried and took him back home. Like gave him a lift back home. Okay? And the terrorist shot the officer who arrested him. Okay? Well, the terrorist finally got a deal and he, you know, he did a plea deal, basically, for his charge.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay.
And basically, the charges include murder, attempt murder, conspiracy, spying, and providing material support to Al-Qaeda. So basically, he pled for all those charges and then just gave up. He just, you know, ratted on Al-Qaeda.
Well, yeah. We got more info on Al-Qaeda.
Then he also admitted to plotting and basically did it to put a bomb in the Marriott Hotel in some foreign country back in 2003, which killed 11 people and injured 76. Two victims from the bombing were in the military and was a witness to it. So basically, I mean, this guy is going to go to jail, but my personal opinion, I think he should die.
Well, whether it be out of fear or for feeling, you know, for feeling actual guilt for what he's done, he's trying to, is he trying to make up for what he's done?
He's a terrorist. He should die.
No one's beyond forgiveness, man.
I'm just saying, man. He's done some messed up stuff, and I think he should at least get... I mean, come on, dude, look at his charges, okay? First of all, he's a murderer. He failed at a murder, so that was extra fail, okay? Then he rats out his own government, so now you're a traitor. What else do you want from the guy? Like, if you were him, wouldn't you would rather die? If you, look at it, dude. These guys are the type where if they surrender or they get caught, they would rather die. Kind of like a samurai back in, you know, China and, or more Japanese, I guess you would say, of their time. So he's basically, he's done everything you could to, how would you put that? Not belong to his country? You know, he just disrespected his country, his family, his honor, his culture, everything, man.
It obviously shows that living is more important to him than any of that. But a man with nothing to die for has nothing to live for. So.
Let me ask you this. If someone dies, don't you think the person that killed them should pay with their life?
Yeah, but there's
a
gray zone there, because it's not always on purpose.
It's
always, you know.
Okay. So, I understand that. I agree with that. But if someone, say they're getting charged with first-degree murder, Okay? They planned it. They went through with it. They knew what they were going to do before they ever did it. Don't you think they should die if they kill somebody?
What about the person they killed? Well, the person they killed deserved to die.
Well, the person, they were innocent. But if, you know, someone kills the other person, the murderer should die, I think. If it's not an accident, if they planned it out.
Well, everyone makes mistakes, though. I mean, sure, that's a pretty big mistake, and they should serve a debt to the community. But they may be more useful to the community, those around them, more alive than dead. I mean, just because they kill them doesn't bring the other person back.
Well, the guy's going to be in prison, is he not?
Yeah, which I believe is a waste of money. I think it's cheaper to kill them. I mean, that's kind of a cold stance to take, but I think we should find a way to use them to better benefit our community than just lock them away.
Well, I mean, that's a way to look at it, you know.
I mean, what happened in the middle days where we had them use new labor that helped out the community or at least helped pay for the prison themselves? It cost $75 a day on average to house a prisoner. Per prisoner.
Yeah. I mean, and that's throughout the country, you know.
Do you know an average person that spends $75 a day?
No. Not an average person.
I mean, that means that person is basically living off $36,000 a year of taxpayer money. Per person. And, you know, that's a lot of money coming out of the taxpayer's pocket just to keep them out of the community. I'd rather them be put to spend kind of work that benefits the community.
True. Alright. Yeah. Now, your brother would be very proud of this. Guess what rapper shot and killed a guy who was trespassing?
I remember reading it, but I can't. I don't know the name. What is this? Who did this?
Rick Ross, the big black dude.
I got a chop in the car?
Yeah.
Well, he was trespassing.
Alright, this is what happened, man. Alright, we got a picture and the story up on the site. What site can you go to find this story and much, much more, Dylan?
I'll turn to newtalkoutblueblue.com.
Thank you very much. Alright, so basically a 40-year-old man, he got shot in front of Rick Ross's house this morning, which was yesterday morning. But here's the catch. Rick Ross was not home at the time of the shooting. He is in an investigation, but he's not considered a suspect. And basically they were told that the cops found the victim laying inside of a gate at the home. Sources tell us that the investigators don't know why the victim was there, and there's no connection to him or Ross together. But since he is the owner of the place, they have to ask him a few questions about the situation, and Rick Ross's camp or PR has not came out with any stories, which I think is hilarious because you know, they come out here talking about shooting up people and having all these guns. In reality, I don't think they're really like that. I think that's just the way they interpret lyrically music.
They like portray themselves.
Yeah. Now, the person who shot him, maybe he was a thug. Maybe he was a wanna thug. Or maybe he was just a personal security guard at the home of Rick Ross. Saw a guy on a
car. I bet you that caused a bad day at the office.
That was a bad day at the office. But anyway, the guy did his job, or maybe he didn't do his job. But ultimately, there's a dead dude on Rick Ross's house.
I know, I'd be pissed if I
roll up
to my house and find out that somebody killed somebody on my lawn.
Oh, dude, I'd be mega pissed.
Cops were there waiting to ask
the
question.
Yeah, I know, man. Because, you know, when you get home, you just want to be home, you know? So, and our last story, which is really, really a shame, even though he was doing wrong, but it was just a shame, and it just It shows you how bad drugs are for the society. Now, I know you feel strongly about some things, and some things you could care less about, but just listen to the story, and then we'll get your opinion on it, all right?
Okay.
The title is, A Firefighter Got Killed in a Drug Deal Gone Bad. We have the report and the picture of the guy up on alternativenewstalk.wg.com, which you can find it in the descriptions for those links. He was a Maine firefighter, you know, in the city of Maine. And he owed $3,000 in a drug dispute gone bad. Daniel Porter, which he's supposed to be in court on Thursday to face a murder charge. The firefighter's dead. His killer is going to be in court on Thursday, which is today. Basically, he said that the firefighter threatened him and his family during a game of pool, according to his arrest papers. And basically, the firefighter was 31 years old. He was a father of two. He was married. He disappeared on February 16th, and then the police finally did an investigation 3 days later after he was reported by his girlfriend. And basically, she saw him last with a handgun and said that he was going to meet someone who owed him money. So the guy got killed, man, and it's just a tragic story. Especially, you know, we put firefighters way up there in the bright, bright spotlight, which they should be, but, you know, him being a drug person, that's all that you're going to remember. And it's just a shame because, you know, drugs you can get really hooked on. Some drugs are bad. Most of them are bad. And some, you know, probably marijuana, that really doesn't do anything. But, you know, that's just the way our society is now.
Breaking up on my
end. Dude, I am still here. Or you're still there, too.
Yeah, okay, cool. Just like, because you kept breaking in now.
So what do you think of this story, man?
Well, I mean, you can get involved with things like that. You know, that's not bad, you want to get involved with things that are violent like that, you know. Money can be the violent thing.
Yeah, money and drugs and power and fame changes people, you know? So.
Yep.
All right, man. Well, I think we're going to wrap up the show. Anything else you want to add? Any story? Anything?
Nothing that I can think of right now.
All right, man.
Put it in next week's show.
There you go. We will see you next time here on Alternative News Talk. As of right now, I don't know what episode this is. I'm thinking it's 6 or 7. I'll have to go back in there. Links are in the description. Wrestling, Next Generation Wrestling, SideWeb.com. Go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/any8763, and our official site, alternativenewstalk.weebly.com. This is Alternative News Talk Podcast, episode whatever. I'm Andy. He's Dylan. We're signing off. Better than ever. Every single week, every Thursday at 4 o'clock Central Time. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the rest of your day. And we will see you next time.